News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Residents near Dublin Airport and environmental activists are going to be speaking in front of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport later this morning to discuss the bill that's going to allow the Transport Minister to abolish the passenger cap. Louise O'Leary is with us. She's spokesperson for children's rights over flights. Louise, your objection to the removal of the passenger cap is what?
Good morning, Anton. Thanks for having me on. So our group really formed directly in response to the campaign by vested interests to have the passenger cap lifted, because it ignores the reality of the worsening climate crisis and the associated harms that are facing our children. And so our point is that the state has a duty to rapidly cut emissions to protect the rights and welfare of kids, of our kids, our grandkids. And so that, you know, they need to be cutting fossil fuel pollution, and this this bill will massively increase fossil fuel pollution. So it's in direct opposition to what we need to do to protect our kids and grandkids.
And are you resident within the hinterland of Dublin Airport?
No, so I'm involved in a campaign as a parent, really, a parent campaigner. So to kind of point out, I guess, that this is a climate issue, this is a child rights issue, this is a public health issue, and those things have just been repeatedly ignored in conversation and in coverage of the passenger cap.
And why this issue specifically? Because in terms of contribution to carbon emissions, aviation is a relatively small percentage of our total problem.
So, well, first of all, I'd say, like, it's a cumulative problem, climate change. So every sector has to contribute. We have to be, you know, cutting emissions across every sector. That's one of the principles of the Paris Agreement. But also, you know, it's around 4% of global emissions is what's quoted normally, in that CO2 and non-CO2. That increases to around 5% in Europe. And actually, one study last year would indicate that it's around 10% of our emissions. So it's kind of nuanced. But what's really important for people to know is that those emissions are created by a really small proportion of the global population. The vast majority of people, 80%, never fly. In a given year, only 10% of people fly.
And I assume those numbers are global rather than Ireland, are they?
They are, but actually in Ireland we have one of the higher rates of flying. We fly about twice as much as our European counterparts, and we fly further too. So we're already flying way more than other people.
So do you have the number for Ireland? What percentage of Irish people fly yearly?
I don't have I know it's about twice as much as our European neighbours. So we're at a higher rate. We're one of the higher rates of flyers in Europe. But the point is that it's a really unjust form of pollution, because it's being created by a really small proportion of the population, when we know those who don't fly and are unlikely to fly are really at the front end of climate harms. But apart from that,
that assertion is rooted in data that you don't have. You say that it is a relatively small percentage of the population who are incurring this, but you don't have the data as to what the population in Ireland that fly are.
I can send it on to you afterwards. It's there was, I think it was the MARE in the UCC, the MAREI, did a presentation and had data about how they have that data. So I can send that on.
But just, I mean, we have texts coming in to say things like, there are no vested interests, I think referring to your phrase, in having the passenger cap lifted. It's common sense. We live on an island.
Right, yeah. I mean, first of all, I would say, to suggest that the coordinated campaign by airlines and the DAA isn't vested interests is a little bit disingenuous. But secondly, I'd say, you know, this line about we're an island, I think kids deserve for adults to have a bit more of a grown-up and substantive conversation about this issue. Like, we have a responsibility to protect them from harm. Every sector has to play its part, and aviation isn't already. This would massively increase flights. Yes, we're an island. We're already flying twice as much as our European neighbours. I've never once in my life heard anybody saying, I can't get off the island. Like, this notion that there's not enough flights to get off is sort of ludicrous. And I think it really needs to be challenged.
Now, you said that it's going to massively increase emissions. Going by the median number that you gave there of 5% as a contributor to total emissions, what do you think that 5% will increase to if the passenger cap is lifted?
So I don't have a figure on percentages. Like, so I'm not a scientist. I'm going off what experts are telling us. So I hope you afford me that that understanding. But you know,
I was only asking because you said massively, and I was trying to quantify the massively.
Yeah, no, and I'm about to get to that point. One of the most frightening things about this bill is that the emissions impacts and the climate harms have not been evaluated of what impact it would have if the bill is removed outright. The only publicly available estimate that I'm aware of is that if it would increase to 40 million passengers, that we'd see 750,000 tons more carbon emissions only by 2031. So that's
okay. Well, let's do back of an envelope. 40 million. What's the current passenger cap at?
Well, it's been surpassed to 36 million, and I don't have the data for what the emissions are. But the point is,
so if we jump from 36 million to 40 million, you're talking maybe 15%. You said the total contribution of aviation.
No, it's 22%.
Okay, let's take 22%. Total contribution of aviation to Irish carbon emissions, you said was 5%. That means it'll go from 5% to 6%. That's hardly massive.
I mean, I think we're missing a bit of a point here. Is we have to cut emissions across every sector rapidly. That's an obligation we have as a state. And the state has that obligation to our kids, especially. Like, the notion that we can just pick and choose sectors that don't have to contribute and instead of not contributing can increase emissions is, I think, really worrying for adults to be suggesting when we know what's ahead for our kids, like really serious harms. And I think one of the things that I find really difficult to accept about that argument is the unfairness of it. Like, every sector has to play our part. Has to play their part. This is an increasingly grave crisis, and we have to do everything we can. Like, the best available science has been ignored in relation to this bill, and there's been no evaluation of things like what the emissions impacts are going to be, what the outgoing tourism spend is going to be, because that's far greater than the incoming tourist spend, like by billions every year. That's never mentioned. There's been no evaluation of how that's going to increase, how much more money is going to leave the economy because more tourists are going to be flying out of Ireland. Irish tourism are going to be flying away.
Louise, thank you very much. That is Louise O'Leary, who is spokesperson for Children's Rights Over Flight.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.